The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Be'er Daf Yud Beis. Today's daf introduces a concept, which is a machloikes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and Yontif, the Heter Melacha on Yontif as we know it, is very much based on the Yisoid, which we learn on today's daf. The Mishnah teaches us, Beishame Oimrim, Ein Moitzin, Loyes HaKotan, Veloyes HaLulah, Veloyes HaSeif, Teir Doshas Aram. A person is not allowed to carry on Yontif, not a child, not a Lulav, and not a Seif HaTeir. Who Beis Hillel Matzirin. And Beis Hillel says that it's Mutter. The Gemara explains that the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is a machloikis, whether we say the halachic klal of mitoich shel hutra hoitzo letzerech hutra nami shelo letzerech. In other words, when the Torah talks about doing malacha on yontif, the Torah tells us, ach asher ye'ochel l'chol nefesh hu levade ye'osel lechem. The Torah says that yontif is different than Shabbos, that on Shabbos, all melacha is aser, even melacha seichel nefesh. However, on Yontif, melacha seichel nefesh, melacha, which is used for basic food preparation, may be done on Yontif. Beis Shammai learns, hadvarim kiksavim, the Torah was matir, melacha seichel nefesh, melacha, which is necessary for food preparation, and that's it. You can carry food. You can make a fire for food. You could shecht for food. You could be beirer for food. But any other tzeirich which one may find on Yontif, there is no heter melacha. Yontif is only different than Shabbos, according to Beis Shammai, what's negated to direct eichel nefesh. Anything else besides eichel nefesh is going to be aser. Now, we do find in Hilchos Yontif certain basic tzorchei haguf, for example, heat, which according to some paiskim does not need the klal of mitech. Could be eichel nefesh, whether you actually ingest it, put it into your mouth, put it into your stomach, maybe, according to some paiskim, lavdafka, and basic tzorchei haguf may also be included in eichel nefesh. But to carry a katan, a lulav, or a seif hatayr to the Shus HaRabim definitely has nothing to do with eichel nefesh, and according to Beis Shammai, it's also. Beis Hillel says no. Mitoich shel hutra, melachas letzeirech, hutra nami shelo letzeirech. And therefore, melachas may be done on Yontif for other purposes besides eichel nefesh. Now, there's a tremendous machlokes rishonim in how are we to understand the klal of mitech. Shitas Rashi is that the melachas eichel nefesh, the melachas which are commonly done for eichel nefesh purposes, these 12 melachas, as listed in Chayei Adam, are mutter 100% on Yontif mid'oraisa. And even if one were to go ahead and do a malacha, shaloi l'tzeirich klau, do a malacha for no reason, that too would be mutter midaraisa. When the Mishnah Berurah discusses the Shitas HaMechaber, which really is the Shita of Rashi, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kiblu Chazal, the melachos which are used for eichel nefesh are totally mutter on yontif, even if you have no kavanas achila at all. That is Shitas Rashi. Midoraisa, the melachos are totally mutter. Midrabanan, Chazal asserts something which is Shaloi Lutzayach Klal, something which is Lutzerich Machar, something which is Lutzerich Akum. Really, I should qualify that. Shaloi Lutzerich Klal is Mutter. Lutzerich Machar, or Lutzerich Akum, is very Yitachin, that even in Shitas Rashi, is Osir Midaraisa, and the Bir Alocha and the Beis Yosef discuss this at great length. But Shaloi Lutzerich Klal, when it's now Lutzerich Machar and it's Lutzerich Yisrael, is Zicha Mutter, according to Rashi, Midaraisa, it may be also Midarabon. Tosfos argues, right here on the daf, Divrei HaMas L'Halacha Garsinan, and learns that in order for a malacha to be mutter on Yontif Midaraisa, it has to be done for a Tzerich Yontif. If it's not being done for a Tzerich Yontif, there is no heter Midaraisa. Someone who carries Avonim, Tais had a slightly different gears in our Gemara, that someone who carries rocks on Yontif is Shloi Lutzerich Klal, and that would be Osir Midaraisa. And there's a little bit of a discussion in the Rishonim. What is the reason that we are carrying out this Kotar in our Mishnah that Beis Shammai holds that it's Osir, Beis Hillel holds that it's Mutter? Is it a Kotar L'Moilai? Is it a Kotar for the mitzvah of Bris Milah taking place today? So therefore it's a real Tzerech Hayim. L'Halacha we hold, like the other Rishonim, that it's a Kotar L'Tayel. The parents have enjoyment from taking the katan along with them when they go out on Yontif. That's enough of a Tzerech Yontif, and therefore even something like throwing a ball in the Rishus HaRabim for enjoyment, pleasure on Yontif would be mutter under this category of mitaych. So machlokes, whether you need a real Tzerech or even a Tzerech of Tiyul. But I'll call upon him, Taisus holds, then when Shaloi Lutzerich Klal, it's Osir Midaraisa. The Mechaber seems to paskin like Rashi, and the Bir Alocha says that although the Mechaber passes like Rashi, and the Rambam holds like Rashi, and the Rif could be also holds like Rashi, but the Mishnah Berurah says, the Tosfos, the Rosh, Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbeinu Tam, the Riva, the Or Zerua, the Rajba, the Itter, the Smag, the Baal Hamor, the Rash, the Ramban, the Ra'ah, the Ritva, the Meiri, the Meram Chalava, and there are Rishonim who learn that the Rif is also on this Tzad. The Mishnah Berurah comes out that Vavada Yesh Lahachmir Velinka Kedasa Machmirim V'chein Posak B'yam Shal Shlomei. Lahalacha one has to be Cheshish that Tiltal Shaloi Lutzerich Klal carrying Shaloi Lutzerich Klal is also Midaraisa. And this could have two practical nafkaminas. One is in Sveikis, when one is carrying something which is Shaloi Lutzerich Klal. It is Osir, a Sofik, one has to be Cheshit, a Sofik Deraisa. And also the Mishnah Berurah points out in Be'er Halacha that in order to be Matir, what type of Tzerich do you need? If it's only a Derabbanan, then it should be a Tzerich, then any small Tzerich is enough. However, if you hold that Shaloi Lutzerich Klal is Deraisa, so then you would need a real Tzerich to make the Haitzah Mutter. Now, there are several Shailas in the Gedalei HaPoskim. What is considered to be a Tzerich, and when are we Matir with Mitoich, and when are we not Matir with Mitoich? First of all, we had a halacha that in order for somebody to do a malacha on Yontif, it has to be shavah l'chol nefesh. That's something which everybody needs. But something which is not shavah l'chol nefesh, for example, that's why rechitza is asar on Yontif, even though l'chor, you're heating up water, both the bishul and the havara are mutter, However, it's not called Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Not everybody washes every day. So first one has to be aware that Haitzah also needs Shavu L'chol Nefesh, and therefore to carry medicine for Chayla She'ein Bayi Sakana on Yontif Kipshuta is Aser, because since it's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh, so then Mitaych cannot kick in. There's also a discussion in the Paiskin, to which malachas do we say mitaych? And this is very negeah to bear. May somebody be bear clothing or svarim yontif night for yontif day? When the Mishnah Berurah over here lists off the malachas of that we say mitaych on, he says havara, shchita, afia, and bishul. There are really, the Nishmas Adam makes 12 malachas, which are mutter, at least sometimes, on yontif. Kaitzer, Ma'amer, Dosh, Zaire, Beirer, Teichein, Merakeid, Losh, Oife, Tzod, Sheichet, and Mafshet. Do we say Miteich on all 12 malachas, or only on these malachas listed? And Beirer would be a very common example of something where somebody might want to do Beirer on Yontif, not Samach L'Suda, not Samach L'Visha, but not for a food item. So it seems to be a machlokes apayiskim. The Yeshuas Yaakov is Mekel, the Nishmas Odom is also Mekel. Rav Vosner says that the Stimas HaPayiskim is Mashma, that we say Mitoich on all Melachas Hamutaros and Yontif. However, there are some G'dayli Rachreinim who are Mestapik, whether we say Mitoich on Beir. I believe that the minig is to assume that Beir, we do say Mitech. How big of a mitzvah, how big of a tzarech does one need in order to say Mitech? Is somebody who has an estrig in shul, who wants to carry a more mehudadika estrig through the streets, is that considered to be a tzarech mitzvah hayayim in order to be matir, that's enough of a tzarech that we could say that this is Chutrinami, Shaloy L'Tzayach, is that enough of a Tzayach, or is that only like Tiltal Avonim? What happens if a person wants to carry a lulav, like the Anshe Yerushalayim, who used to carry a lulav around with them a whole day? Is that Hanhaga considered to be a Tzayach, or is that Hanhaga considered to be not considered to be a Tzayach? So the Gdeli HaPayiskim talk about this. Rishleim Zalman is mistapik, and Reb Nissen brings down that one can carry a esrog and lulav, which somebody wants, which is more mehudar. Rishleim Zalman is mechalik between a matzah and an esrog and lulav. Then esrog and lulav, he's mistapik because the whole tachlis is hinder mitzvah. Mashenke by a matzah, since you're going to eat it at the end of the day, so lemais at the end of the day, you carry it la'achila. There's a big machloikas ha'paiskim about carrying a lulav for noshim. One has already been yaitz esrog lulav. He has a safe place to leave the esrog lulav in shul. He wants to carry the esrog lulav through the streets in order for his wife to be yaitz the mitzvah of esrog lulav, which noshim are attacking not machloif. It's only that they want to be zeich in this mitzvah. The Shagasari holds that that's not considered to be enough of a tzarech. And since it's not considered to be enough of a tzarech, so therefore one would not be able to carry home an esrog lulav special for the wife. Either the wife can come to shul and shake it over there, or else, if he has no safe place to leave it in shul, so that the Mishnah Berurah says is a heter of a tiru seifon mishum tchiloson, that since you'd be hesitant to bring it to shul, if you couldn't bring it home, you could bring it home. However, stam to carry home for noshim, the Shagas Ari holds his also. And Rav Zalman explains that why does the woman want a Shagas Lulav? She wants to rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She wants to be mizdabek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So better she should go ahead and be mizdavik on the Kaddish Baruch Hu by being meinea ohitzo an yontif than by going ahead and shaking the lulav. However, many Gedalia Paiskim argue, and that's the minig ha-poshets, the Marsham Das Teir brings down from the Chida was Mekel, Ramesha was Mekel, and Ramesha says that the same way a person go ahead and carry a child because Pashi wants to push the child in the carriage, he wants the child for a walk, or he wants to go ahead and he wants to have a Nachas Ruach of being throwing the Kador, so too this Nachas Ruach L'Nashim is also Mutter. One lemaisa at the end of the day has to be careful though. We're only being, in other words, what we're coming out over here is that this that we know, that we are allowed to carry on Yontif, which is because we pass like Beis Hillel and now like Beis Shammai, that we say Mitoich, but one has to have a true Tzoich. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah talks about pocket knives, that pocket knives, Mishnah Berurah is not so happy with carrying them because it's not a tzarech yontif anymore. If one has a an extra tissue in their pockets when one is pushing a carriage and there are things that they don't need for yontif in the bottom of the carriage, all of those haitzois l'chayra are haitzois shaloi l'tzarech hayayim, and therefore one should check their pockets before they go out, and one should make sure before they push a carriage that whatever is in the carriage is considered to be l'tzarech. Ramesha says if you need one diaper, you can bring several diapers. You don't have to just take that one diaper that you need, since any one of them is roif the tafkid, so that's not considered to be shalei l'tzarech. If one has their front door key and their back door key attached to the same chain, wants to grab it when they go to shul, so l'chaira, one of them is shalei l'tzarech. There's no reason to carry both. Even carrying one, if there's a place in the building where you hide it on Shabbos, may not be so pashut. The Mishnah Berurah says, brings a, the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlekes, if one wants to carry something, because they'll have more menuchas hanefesh, because if they leave it at home, it might get stolen. So there's a planta about that, the machlekes apeskim, whether that's called a tzarech yontif or not. But something which is not aiding a person in any which way, is not considered to be a tzarech. If somebody carried and has removed the shul on yontif and would be scared to leave it there and therefore might be hesitant to bring it in the first place if he couldn't bring it home, so that is considered to be a tzarech. And umata seifan mishum tchilasan. So what we're coming out over here is that on today's daf we're learning a gevaldik yisoid mitoich, which makes our simchas yontif the way we know it, carrying other things besides echol nefesh. But one has to bear in mind before one carries that whatever one carries needs a tzarech, and if it does not have a tzarech, according to many Rishonim, one can be pegeya in an Issa D'oraisa.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.